We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Oh, good Friday to you, Brevard County. We want to thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. I don't know if I've told you yet this week, but thank you for helping out with the fundraiser last week for WMIE and helping them to meet their operating budget and stay on the air for another 6 months. So thank you to everyone who partnered with the radio station for that. And today I want to say thank you to Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. If you need to get a hold of them to have them come and look at your air conditioner, listen, I know that the weather has been extremely beautiful over the past several days, but there's going to come a time when you're going to want that air conditioner on, and I encourage you to give them a call, maybe just to come out and check your unit, do a service on it, make sure that it is running at optimal performance. If you take care of it, the better it will take care of you. And I have this distinct memory. First of all, I have a memory when I was living in an uninsulated building in October. I remember how cold it got with the wind blowing through jalousie windows, and I remember needing a heater at that point in time and not really having one. That's something I remember. I remember our first Sunday at Merritt Assembly of God in 1992. We couldn't figure out how to get the kerosene heater to work, which has been updated, replaced, and now we have nice, clean electrical heaters that we need from time to time. But I remember it being 52 degrees. I also remember Decembers and Christmas days that were in their 80s. So you want to make sure that you're ready, whether it's cold weather, hot weather, or it's that time of year where you just get to give your unit a break and let it rest, and make your electric bill happy. Have Bill from Creative AC Solutions come out and take a look at your unit, 321-759-3284. Now, what I'm going to do here for just a moment is I want to, if you'll just make a mental note of this, if you don't have the ability to write these phone numbers down now, you may need them in the future. And so you just make a note of November the 3rd, 2017. You can go on to WMIE's website, go down to On Demand Listening, and you can type in the date, November the 3rd. You can find the Refresh Radio program with Pastor Bob Arthurs. You can click on that and listen to the first up to 5 minutes of the program, and you'll be able to have a record of the numbers of the various people, the various businesses that are associated with our church that, you know, help bring this program to you in case you need their services. First of all, Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284. Second, there's JITS Concrete, J-I-T-S, which I've come to understand is something that they do to concrete. And in case you were wondering about the origin of that name, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. And third, Wyrick Air Heat and Electric, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538, if they can be of any assistance to you. And now I've got a bonus for you, and that is tomorrow night, Saturday night, when you go to bed, you get to turn your clocks backwards an hour. That means that, yes, you get an extra hour of sleep to get ready for church on Sunday morning, so you will not be as stressed running around the house trying to get everybody ready and off to church on time. You get to sleep in an extra hour. Last Saturday, I sure could have used an extra hour with everything that I had going on, But it's coming this weekend. It is my favorite non-holiday of the year. And so I encourage you, don't forget. Or if you're looking to make a lifestyle adjustment where you are able to get up earlier in the morning, whether it's to spend time with the Lord, exercise, eat breakfast, whatever it might be, this is a perfect time. It is customized for a lifestyle adjustment without having to go through the pain of making that adjustment on a, you know, on a normal everyday schedule. So take advantage of that extra hour. Prepare your hearts for worship this week. And when you come to church, come ready to praise the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So with that being said, let's get into the Word of God as we have been talking about this progressing relationship that we have with the Holy Spirit, where we walk in the Spirit, we're led by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit's warring against our carnal nature, and we're producing the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, and now we are talking about patience. And we are going to look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, and that's where we're going to begin today. We probably will end up getting into 2 Timothy as well. But 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse number 1. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may run swiftly. If you want a, prayer to pray for the church, for this pastor, for your church and your pastor, pray for us that the word of the Lord may run swiftly and be glorified just as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for not all have faith. All received faith, but not all are currently employing it. Verse number 3, but the Lord is faithful. Look at that. For not all have faith, but the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. And we have confidence in the Lord concerning you, both that you do and will do the things we command you. Now may the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patience of Christ. Listen to verse number 5 again. Now may the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patience of Christ. How patient has the Lord Jesus Christ been with you and been with me? And what Paul is writing to these people is that, first of all, you need to be praying for those who are propagating the gospel of Jesus Christ, whether they're a Sunday school teacher, whether they're a board member, whether they're a youth leader, whether they're the pastor. Pray for me as I'm sharing on the radio here. It is very important that we have people praying for us. When we have missionaries come in, they make no bones about it. Yes, we are looking for your financial support, but even more important than financial support, they're saying, if you cannot support us financially, would you please support us in prayer? There is hostile governments that they deal with. There are other religions that they deal with. There are atheists that they deal with. There are financial issues they deal with, separation issues from their family that they deal with, the challenges of raising families on the foreign field that they deal with, on top of health issues and financial issues. There's a wide range of things. And so just like Paul is asking for prayer, our missionaries ask us to pray for prayer. And I'm asking you that you would pray with us that the audience of the Refresh Radio program and the reach of WMIE and WWBC, that it would reach deeper into Brevard County than it ever has before. There are some that would say that radio is a dying medium or mode of ministry that takes place. But, you know, I've seen God raise the dead before, not in a literal sense, but in a church sense. I've seen him raise the dead. I have seen him take that which was lifeless and revive it again. And so whenever people start talking about killing things that aren't working or closing organizations that aren't working, it always grieves me when I hear of Bible preaching churches that are having to close. I say, you know, it brings pain to my heart because I believe that God is in the business of building churches, not closing churches. So pray for the messengers, that the word of the Lord would run swiftly and that it would be glorified just as it is with you. So in order for it to run swiftly and be glorified in the community, it's got to start with it running swiftly and being glorified in us, where it is more than just a message that we hear, but a word that we apply. He goes on and he says this, that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. You can pray for that as well. For not all have faith, but the Lord is faithful. It is true that you are going to run into unreasonable people, but the Lord is faithful. It is true that you are going to run into people who are wicked in their dealings with other people, but the Lord is faithful. You are going to run into trials and tribulations. You are going to run into people who refuse to live by faith, but the Lord is faithful. I encourage you to continue in your walk with the Lord, even during adverse circumstances and trials. And it says, and let me come back to the rest of verse number 3, because I want to touch on verse number 5. It says, now may the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patience of Christ. So there are two truths there in verse number 5 that we want to focus on before going back to verse number 3. First of all, well, there's actually three in verse number 5, that the Lord wants to direct you right now. Now may the Lord direct your hearts. He wants to be in charge. He wants to direct you not only in your church life, but he wants to direct you in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He wants to direct you in your jobs. He wants to direct in finances. He wants to be the one that is the steering and the guiding force in every area of your life. And I will tell you that God has never been in charge of steering a shipwreck. He has taken shipwrecks and used them for his glory, but he was never at the helm whenever that shipwreck took place. And so I encourage you today, if you're headed for the rocks, if you look up and you see catastrophic destruction in your path, you need to cry out to God and say, you know what, God, I want to take my hand off the wheel. I want you to be the one in charge of steering my heart. See, our hearts can get attached to things. But the good news is, if they can be attached to things, then God can come and he can sever those ungodly attachments and he can establish godly attachments. Okay? Your heart, the Bible says, is deceitfully wicked above all else. Who can know it? And so we need to allow God to be the guiding force in our heart, in our innermost being, because he is faithful. He cannot lie. He will never steer you badly. Second, the destinations that God has for directing your heart is this. He, first of all, wants to direct you into the love of God. There are many who go about doing who sometimes forget that they are actually loved by God. Don't forget it. Don't ever forget it. May he direct you into the love of God, because the love of God is not only something we receive, but it transforms us and it causes us to become people of love ourselves. So may he direct you into the love of God. The more aware that we are that God loves us, the more cognizant we should be that there are others who have yet to hear the love of God. And so let's do ourselves a favor. Let's do our community a favor, and let's ask God to not only expedite the message, but also that he would right now lead us and guide us to where we have an understanding of the love of God that not only is for our self-interest, but it impacts those around us and into the patience of Christ. This is the second destination that Paul writes to the church of Thessalonica, and into the patience of Christ. And so I will ask you right now, how patient has God been with you? How much patient endurance has he shown on your behalf? Because he showed tremendous patience with me. And he did it with joy. He did it constantly. He never, see, no matter how many times you've fallen short of the glory of God, there's still the reality that Jesus is saying, if you will come to me, if you will confess your sins, I am righteous and just. I am faithful to cleanse you from all your unrighteousness. Okay? And so there is that reality. And Paul writes to them, he says, I'm praying that God will direct you into not just the reality that God has been extremely patient with you, but that he will develop that gifting in us as well, where we are constantly demonstrating the patient endurance with cheer that our community desperately needs. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in 2 Timothy chapter 2. We've got a lot to talk about in that passage. So let me just move up to verse number 3 here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse number 3, because it tells us a purpose. It tells us what can happen when we are directed into our hearts, into the love of God, into the patience of Christ. Verse number 3, but the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. If we will allow God to be the driving force and the steering force in our lives. You know, sometimes when they're projecting the paths of the storms, they will begin to, of hurricanes, they will begin to look at what is going on, not with the storm, but what is going on in the path of the storm as to where the steering currents are, how everything is going to interact together as these forces collide, where there might be one storm that is holding things to the south, there may be another that is pulling it to the west or driving it to the east or moving out of the way so that it can move off storms or offshore. And so God tells us, what I want is I want you established, not easily shaken, not easily moved, but firmly established. I like to remind everybody from time to time of the verse that God used when he was getting ready to make me the pastor of Merit Assembly of God, and I was completely oblivious to the existence of the church. So it wasn't like I was lobbying for it. I wasn't praying, oh God, please make me the pastor of Merit Assembly of God. I was just saying, God, you're the one that called me. You're the one that equipped me. And then this verse came, verse number 10, but may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Okay? And so there was that establishment process. This last Sunday, on top of having a chili cook-off where I came in a tie for last, which is okay. We've had the chili cook-off for 4 years. We've had 4 different winners, and so that means that you know that it's not fixed. I will say, in full disclosure, I had people lobbying against my chili because they just didn't want me boasting about winning. I did win 1 year, but they didn't want me boasting about it, and that's okay. It's all fun and games for me. I've made chili 4 times in my life, each of the last 4 years for the chili cook-off. So congratulations to Claire. And what's really great about that, Claire is the one who prepares the meals for our kids on Wednesday nights, and the prize this year was something that's going to make that a little bit easier for her to do that. So God wants to establish you. He wants to establish me. He when he called me to the Merit Assembly of God, he was looking for somebody that wasn't looking for a stepping stone ministry, but was looking for a place that God would firmly establish them. And, you know, up until that point in time, every church I'd ever been to and served on staff, I thought I was going to be there forever. And then, as it turned out, I didn't end up being there forever. And so I'd been on staff at three different churches. And so when I came to Merit Assembly of God, I said, you know, I'm probably not going to be here forever. I just want to leave it in better shape than it was when I got here. And now we're 25 years later. So last Sunday, on besides the chili cook-off, I got to travel up to River of Life Assembly of God right after our fellowship dinner and help with the celebration of Pastor Bernie's 25 years. He's been the pastor of that church 25 years since September. And so congratulations to that church, because he's now firmly established. You know, that church is firmly established. And there are a number of pastors who have been in the area a long, long time. Pastor Dan and the team there at East Coast have been there a long, long time. And other pastors in the area. So we need that establishment. What happens when you are established is your root system spreads out and it spreads down. It is the deeper the root system goes, the wider that it goes, the greater the stability that you have in your life. So he wants to establish you and he wants to guard you from the evil one. And it looks like I may not get to 2 Timothy chapter 2 today, but we will talk about it on Monday. It's a great passage of scripture that we're going to look at. But God wants to show you and to demonstrate to you and to me his faithfulness. And if we will allow him to direct us, it's going to be a successful journey. What happens many times is that when God tells us this is where we're going, that just like the disciples, when they were crossing the sea, a storm comes up and all of a sudden we get afraid that the storm is bigger than our God. And then the next thing you know, the devil is coming in and saying, you know, if God cared about you, you wouldn't be in the storm that you are in right now, when exactly the opposite is true, that if the devil was so concerned about you, he wouldn't be bringing the storm in your life. God demonstrated through Jesus that he was bigger than the storms. He rose up and it said, peace be still. As I was doing my research for the series that I was doing in September, that I started in September and then I carried on into October about pursuing greatness, was I ran across one of the gospels that said this: at the end of the storm, when Jesus had said, peace be still, it said that there was a great calm that came upon the water there, that the disciples found themselves in a great calm. How would you like to experience today not just the peace of God, but the great peace of God, the tranquility that only God can bring? And so we allow him to steer us. We allow him to direct us into the love of God and into the patience of Christ. Think about that. Let me see if I can find this passage here. Where I'm not pulling up the passage right. Oh, James chapter 5, verse number 11. Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, and the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. You know, and people want to put Job up there as the epitome of patience and perseverance and endurance. But he's not. He was just a man. Now, he had patience and perseverance that was more remarkable than most, but he's not the standard of patience. Jesus Christ is. Jesus is. And like I've said, and I hope that you get it by the time we're done with this, is that patience is not just sitting around twiddling your thumbs. Listen, Jesus moves heaven and earth to bring you and I into alignment with his plan and into his purpose, and then he empowers us to live the life that he always wanted us to live, but we were slow of hearing, slow of minding, slow of obeying, and we deprived ourselves and our families of the benefit. But he never gets frustrated, throws up his hands, and says, "That's it, I'm done, they're never going to come around." Listen, he believes in you. He believes in the price that he paid upon the cross for you. He believes in his plan for you. He believes in the church. Listen, he believes in the church so much that there is no plan B for reaching this community with the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is not going to come from fear-mongering. It is not going to come from stones crying out. There is no plan B. Jude says that the gospel was committed to the saints once and for all. We are his master plan, the church, to contend for the faith for such a time as this. Thank you for being part of the team. Thank you for being established in your church. Thank you for the fact, I don't know how it makes you feel about that God wants to not only establish you, but to protect you from the evil one, that no matter what happens on a temporal level, eternally, everything is going to work out glorious for me. Paul said, if I live, great. If I don't, great, you know, but I'm confident that I'm going to be around for a while to minister to you. That's the type of work that God wants to do in our hearts. I pray today that the Lord will direct your heart into the love of God and into the patience of Christ, and that he will demonstrate that he is faithful, that you will find yourself established in the body of Christ, in the kingdom of God, and that God will guard you from every fiery dart, every attack of the evil one, and that God will bless you abundantly. I pray that you will enjoy that extra hour of sleep that you get tonight, that or tomorrow night when you get to come into church. You are ready to worship the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength. You have a great weekend, and we will see you Monday right here on the Refresh radio broadcast.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Be mad for my king. Nothing, Lord, is hindering the passion in my soul.